Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Etheria Pairing on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Sammy Joyner. I'm your host for the show. Today, I'm live from the atrium in the Trump Store, a.k.a. Trump Tower. The address is 725 Fifth Avenue at the corner of East 56th Street in Midtown Manhattan, New York City. The Trump Tower is a 68-story mixed-use skyscraper. Located again, the address is 725 Fifth Avenue in Midtown Manhattan, New York City. It was developed by Donald Trump and the Equitable Life Assurance Company. It was developed and owned by Donald Trump and designed by Durr Scott. The ground floor stores in the tower were open for business on November 30th, 1983. The grand opening of the atrium and stores was held on February 14, 1983. The apartments and offices following shortly thereafter. It's a residential, retail, and office type building. HRH Construction was the contractor on the building, and the construction was executed, and the executive on the program at that time was Barbara Rest. We're here today because they have a public open space, and that much is the atrium. And an atrium, if you're not sure, you can Google what it is. It's usually like a sunroom or a giant-sized glass room or a solar-powered type lighting room. It's well-lit with all glass panes. It's five stories. It has sculptures and real plants. There's rock and slate type flooring, and there's tables and chairs equipped for everyone to have, you know, a drink or food or drink and or food. And this part of the building is open to the public. And also, I had a chance to go into the gallery section of the Trump Tower and visit the Starbucks. There I was able to buy a cake pop. Pink cake pop, which I will feature on our A Theory of Cooking, and we'll go to Starbucks and try to get a picture, and then we'll put it on our Theory of Cooking so that you can see, the type of cake pops that we've been talking about, and we wanted to create them ourselves at home for all you parents and teens that, do the cooking. You know, the cupcake is our favorite dessert, and it's on the cover of our book, Etheria Cooking 1, and then our anniversary cake is on the cover of Etheria Cooking 2, but cake pops is a popular trend right now, and we want to go after that, and so I tried it today. It was delicious. This is a special Starbucks here in the Trump Tower. It's also called Cafe and Bakery of La Boulange, and this is a San Francisco-based company which provides pastries for brunches and lunches since 1986, and they have a passion for offering wholesome food. So this was the packaging and containering that we received today for going to that particular Starbucks. And I also got coffee with a shot of caramel. And, you have a self-service center where you can do milk and sugar and also some toppings, vanilla, chocolate, or cinnamon in the shakers. So they had some powder toppings as well. We have our own little green stirs, and I just had a small coffee. So I'm in the atrium, but I also had a chance to sit upstairs at the balcony section of the Starbucks. So they have limited seating, and you know they have a lot of customers. So I was able to relax and move down to the atrium for a cooler, more laid back type setting. But it is an awesome place, and I wanted to get to that. The Trump Tower is the 54th tallest building in New York City. The tower is a reinforced concrete sheer wall core structure and was the tallest sculpture of its type in New York City. Now, this information is coming from Wikipedia.org /Wiki/Trump Tower. So you can Google that and look it up or search the internet for that. It also says a concrete hat truss at the top of the building ties exterior columns with the concrete core. Now, we're going to skip on down to some of the dimensions, and it says The floor count is 68, and the height is 663 feet. The construction started in 1979 and was completed in 1983, opening November 30th, 1983. And it also gives a longitude-latitude coordinates for 40, 45 north and 73, 58 west. So there's a lot of detailed information here, but I wanted to find the information that basically gave some information about the building's public places, and it wanted to tell us about the type of materials that was used to fabricate the place. And so it says the building public spaces are clad, a pink and white veined marble and brass and mirrors are used throughout the entire building, and it says the lobby includes on the Fifth Avenue side, five-level atrium, which has a waterfall, shops and cafes, a pedestrian bridge that crosses over the waterfall pool. And I discussed this already, but the main key here is not to lose sight at the fact of in 2006, Forbes magazine valued the tower at $318 million. Trump Tower is the setting for the NBC television show The Apprentice, including the famous boardroom scenes where at least one person is fired at the end of each episode. And so tenants, because I did express to you and then mentioned that this is a tenement building, which is a residential building, which means people have apartments and like condos or townhouses or, you know, I don't know if they're doing mansions where they do a whole floor, half floor or side. I'm not sure how the thing is constructed. But, you know, as we learn architecture, we know that, you know, you can actually have an open floor and have to put walls in yourself, colors in yourself, or there can be something prearranged by the owners. I'm not sure how it's done, but they said Donald Trump lives here. They said there's Gucci as the ground floor retail store actually is in the building. They said Saudi Prince Matab is in the building. Eric Prince, Bruce Willis, Jay-Z and Beyonce, Emma Davis, and there's a celebrity publicist by the name of Tony Embry. So all of them live in the building. So I wanted to bring all of this powerful information to you. And if you wanted to Google more, you can go to the Trump Tower or Trump Tower, deleting the T-H-E, or you can add that for more information. My name is Tammy Joyner. You're here at A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. We're live from the Trump Tower in New York City. And we've had our special day here, and as we have been doing all week, going out to public and open events, festivals, and shows, we wanted to let you know this is another very interesting site where you can bring teens and younger people. But I haven't seen that many babies here, but it's definitely a older crowd, but you can also bring your teens or anyone, family events, to see the beautiful architecture, the open atrium, and also, you know, to have coffee at Starbucks. And there's a Trump grill here, which you can have dinner or lunch or, some expression of something to eat here if you were to come into the building. So that's our time for today. And if you have a chance, don't forget to get out of the car. Don't stop, you know, keep your kids strapped in doing 8-hour drives and 7-hour drives, 6-hour drives. If you're going upstate to the New England states, you might, and you have to come through New York. Remember, there are loads of things to do. And if you have the chance, take a look around. And there's always information at Grand Central Station at any visitor's kiosk. And there's so much, there are maps everywhere on the streets. And the subway, you know, there's maps everywhere. So if you have a chance, just, you know, take some time to plan, even with your AAA, you know, a trip to New York. Until next time.